Good morning. You're listening to KCAW Sitka. I'm Catherine Rose, and joining me in the studio this morning are Brian Beal and Alex Thorne. They're here to talk about the 22nd Annual Whale Fest Fun Run that's happening this November 3rd at 10 a.m. And Brian is the director of the race. He's passing the torch on this year to someone new. We'll talk about that. And Alex Thorne is the director of Whale Fest. So good morning.
Good morning.
And can you tell me the origin of the race? What's the race's background? It started in 1997. Why?
Well, Whale Fest started in 1997, and we were looking for ways to raise money for Whale Fest. And somebody came up with an idea to have a fun run. And felt as though, you know, that's a good way to raise funds and get the community out and expose Whale Fest. And so myself and the Sitka Visitors Bureau and Convention Bureau decided we'd put this race on. And that's how it got started.
And tell me a little bit more about the race route. It starts at Whale Park, which is sort of telling, right?
Yeah, it starts at Whale Park. It didn't always start at Whale Park. It started initially at the Coast Guard gazebo, ran through the Centennial Hall parking lot, through the National Park, and up on Sawmill Creek Road, and many other turns, and then finished at the Centennial Building. But that was pretty complicated, and so I designed the course to start at Whale Park. And so it starts at Whale Park and it runs to the base of Bear Mountain. And it's an out and back course. And you turn around there at the base of Bear Mountain and return the same route. But it's a beautiful, beautiful course right along the Seawalk. And of course you have Whale Park, and so it was just fitting to move it out there.
Mm-hmm. And can we talk a little bit about the importance of the fun run to Whale Fest itself? And what is Whale Fest, and why? What does the run do for Whale Fest?
Okay, thank you. Whale Fest is a celebration of marine life. It's a chance for us to bring marine scientists and researchers here to Sitka, Alaska, to expose people to all sorts of marine research that's going on currently, and we really pride ourselves on it being current research. The Fun Run is another event that it's part of the history of Whale Fest, and it helps us to be able to continue to put on this event every year, and that's our goal.
And there is a shift happening this year. Search is sponsoring the Fun Run, and Helena Van Veen is going to be the new coordinator for the race, right?
Yes, she is. The Health Promotions Department felt this was a great way to get health out there and healthy lifestyles and help continue to promote it while supporting a great cause. So we've, you know, made a few changes, and they're going to support it this year.
And does that change anything about the race?
It does. We've decided this year, in order to make it accessible to absolutely everybody, a big part of the Health Promotion Department's wants was for finances to be no issue for people to get out and do healthy activities. So the 2-mile walk is going to be free this year. You just have to register so we know you're going to be joining us. And the 5K and 10K, it's a $5 entry fee for the race itself.
And Brian, you've won the race before. You won the first race, right?
You could say that, yes.
Do you have any tips for runners or potential runners?
Well, you know, it's like any race. You don't want to go out too fast. And you want to dress for the day. You know, being here in Sitka, it can be a very beautiful day, but you know how November is. It can be very inclement. Mm-hmm. We've had some pretty rough days out there in the first week of November. So, you know, so dress accordingly and just have fun with it. You know, don't go out too fast. Run with your friends and keep in mind that it's all about family, friends, fitness, and, you know, nature. And it's going for a good cause, for Whale Fest and the Sitka Sound Science Center.
And you've done it come rain or shine, right? There isn't going to be a rain check. It's happening.
Boy, there's been a few days when we felt as though we should probably call it. I can remember a few years ago, we were having west wind steady, 80 miles an hour. Oh. And I can remember Dr. Lehman coming in, and he said that one spot on the course, he literally ran in place what he felt like was about 2 minutes, and he didn't gain any ground at all. So, yes, we do. We run it come rain or shine, and we still have fun doing it.
Anything else you'd like to add before we sign off this morning?
Registration is available right now at sitkawhalefest.org. So if you'd like to get ahead on it and let us know you're going to be here, please go ahead and make sure to sign up.
Okay, so the race is happening on November 3rd at 10 a.m. You can register that morning at 9 a.m. or the night before at 5 at Harrigan Centennial Hall. Or you can register online, and we'll have that information up later on the website at KCAW.
And one last thing that... there are special prizes for anyone who sees a whale along the course. And many times we do see our friends, the humpbacks, out in Silver Bay.
All right. Well, thanks again for joining me this morning.
Thank you.